So this is the process. Our students, before they walk into the building, they will be reminded by the staff to make sure that their phones are turned off and put in the yonder pouch and locked, right before they even come into the building. Staff will be looking, reminding them. Those students who say, "I forgot my phone," they will be asked to go to another section. They'll sign their name and...
Educators around the world are seeing it again.
To ensure that, well, parents know if your child does not have a phone. If the child says, "I left my pouch," then again, they'll be put to the side. They will be asked to have the phone given to the adult. The adult will lock it up, and the child will get the phone at the end of the day. So it's really important that the kids remember their pouches. And then if, at the end of the day, the student will be exiting the building, we'll have various metal, you got it to work? Okay, real quick, let me just finish my sentence. We'll have many of these available for them to unlock their pouches. The infractions, you'll notice, is that we're not trying to be punitive. Again, we're trying to help our students learn that cell phones, there's an appropriate time and place for them. And if they forget, our job is to teach them, right? To support them. And so you'll notice that the consequences are progressive in nature. You forget your pouch, or you're caught with your cell phone, there is a consequence. It might be, well, that not might be, it will be, "Give me your phone." If this is the first, second, third time, your parent now needs to come pick up your phone. And some parents are gonna leave their phone with us until June. I can guarantee that. We've had parents do that. "Oh good, your phone was taken away? Great, they can keep it." So remind your children that you might keep it, or we might keep it for the year. That's always a good motivator. So let me show you the video, because it does a better job, obviously, of explaining how it's used. And I love to hear the students' testimonials. Oh, should I not touch this? I'm gonna just do it. I'll just sit
down. Imaging effects of phones on student engagement, social development, and mental health.
So those cell phones have been linked to many of the district's recent problems.
Texting, tweeting.
Pieces of anxiety and depression.
Bullying, staging fights, and filming fights.
In an effort to crack down on cell phone usage, the district piloted these magnetic locking bags called Yonder. It's an easy solution for a generation in the midst of a mental health crisis.
Yonder is the established leader in creating phone-free schools. For over 10 years, our product and program has allowed students to experience the focus, creativity, and relief that comes from a phone-free school day. As students enter school, they place their phone in their assigned Yonder pouch. They close and secure their pouch, keeping it with them throughout the day. When leaving school, students tap their pouch on an unlocking base to retrieve their phone. Yonder is used by millions of students every day across 26 countries. Our school partners report having more teaching time in the classroom, improved student safety and wellness, better student engagement, student behavior, and academic performance. Creating phone-free schools is a community initiative. Our comprehensive program provides support to our school partners from start to finish with step-by-step guidance, parent communication materials, policy development, and proven expertise to ensure everyone understands the difference a phone-free education can make.
It's amazing to see kids come to school and not have to worry about that phone going off or them being bullied by someone else on social media.
It was kind of annoying at first, but then I saw like the difference between like my old school and this school.
I see more people like interacting rather than being on their phones, like especially at lunchtime and break time. They are way more engaged, everyone's happier.
It's night and day. I saw kids' faces again.
Okay, so next steps, right? Here we are. September 3rd will be our first day where we are going to implement our new updated cell phone policy. What do we expect? At the end of the year, we would hope to see the following. We would hope to see an improved academic performance, enhanced social interaction, students talking to one another, talking about problems, talking to their teachers when they need something, they know how to advocate for themselves and problem solve, reduction in cyberbullying, and a decreased anxiety and stress. So that is the goal. Will we reach all of these goals at once? From my experience, it's gonna take work, especially the academic piece. But I can, with confidence, tell you that the social interaction will improve, the teacher-student relationship will improve, the engagement in class will improve, and the anxiety and stress will decrease. So this is a very important statement that I felt that it was worthwhile sharing with you. So I'm going to read it out loud because this really resonated with me. Young people spend more of their waking hours in school than anywhere else. So we have a responsibility as a society to make a school a place where their mental health is supported and where they are learning emotional skills that will help them develop and thrive as adults. And that was written by Dr. Laura Erickson, a psychiatrist and chief medical officer of the Jed Center. All right, so this is where we need our families. This is our call to action. Families, this is where we need your help. Teachers, this is where we need your help. Watch persons, this is where we need your help. Everyone, this is where we need your help. We do not want people, we do not want our students to feel like the cell phone is a punishment. It is not a punishment. It is a tool. The Yonder is a tool to teach them how to regulate themselves on using the cell phone. How to put the cell phone away. I'm in class and I need to focus. And I can use my phone before school or after school. But during the day, everything I need is right here, right in front of me. And so we want them at the end to talk like that young girl Rosa earlier, who said, you know, in the beginning, it was annoying. I was frustrated, I was mad, but now I get it. And I'm confident that we're gonna get there sooner than later. I feel like we should circle back and check in with the kids in June. All right, news, come back in November and check in with that, our kids and see how they feel about it. This is now the time for questions, concerns, constructive feedback. We're willing to listen to it all. Any questions? Ask some of our students.
So, will the end of the school day end at its original time, which is what, 12:04, 12:05?
Yes.
So is that the time to where the students will start going out to leave and get their phone in case it's unlocked?
Yes, on their way out.
Okay, so by the buses having a certain time, do you think that will delay the bus leaving?
So,
or is we gonna let the children out a little bit earlier so that the phone bus can be unlocked and the students can get on the bus at the correct time?
Good question. I think in the beginning, there's gonna be an adjustment. But what I've learned from my colleagues who implemented this in other states, it goes by really quickly. This one high school had 1,000 students, and she said, would not believe how quickly, it's muscle memory. Once a kid get a hang of it, A, they want to get their phone, right? So that motivation right there. And then two, it's just making sure that we have enough of these magnets as they exit.
So another question. So, by the name of the company getting on the bags, do you not think with the day and age of our students in their minds that the students is not gonna purchase one of those locks to unlock the bags during the school day?
And that's a consequence, right? Our kids are
right, but I'm just saying.
We're ready for it.
You know what I mean?
We're ready for it.
So what is the first step of the consequence if they are caught with their phone on the first time? What is the consequence?
the consequence will be that they will have to give their phone up, will be confiscated by the administrator, it will be put in a safe, and their parents will need to have to pick it up.
What if I refuse to give you my phone because my parent told me I have to keep my phone on me at all times?
And then it's a conversation we have to have with your parent. And again, if every situation is dealt with differently.
What if the parent come in confrontational with you?
That might happen as well.
Right.
And our job is to de-escalate and to share with families the why. And again, that we are a partner in this. But we're ready. I mean, look, this is like any other thing that we're going to implement that's new. If it's a new reading curriculum, if it's a new start time, it's going to take an adjustment, but I think we're not going to be an anomaly. Those one-offs, we're ready for it. I think the majority of our families are going to be supportive, and I also believe our kids are going to notice how better they feel without the need to look at their phones, that they too will be happier.
So what, all the things you're bringing up are very valid, and they're things that we're already dealing with. So it regularly happens that a student is reported to be using their phone excessively in the classroom prior to the Yonder coming in with this policy. And so, you know, we've had to deal with that. And often it's like, you know, once you call the parents and let them know, more often than not, the parents are supportive, and it's just a conversation of them having, you know, talking to their child, explaining, I want you in school. You either give over your phone or you're not going to be there. You know, it's kind of that situation. But those happen all the time, and it's just about really communicating and kind of being a team with that family versus like the kid feeling attacked.
And that's Jennifer Springer, our principal of the high school. And I also have to share that our teachers are very happy about this because they do not need to compete with 98 notifications in 41 minutes. Also, it takes that gray area out. Oh, Miss M, she lets me. Oh, yeah. You're like this. Oh, you're like that. And it also is other kids. I'm using it. Oh, he's using it. Let me use it. And now we have a domino effect. This takes us off the table. This is very clear. Phone put away, locked up. Right?
I'm
turned off and away. Yes.
Does this include the administrative staff too? Do they have to put their phones away too while there's class time?
It's a very good question.
Because there's been plenty of times where the kids are in the middle of class and the teacher's phone also goes off and they're quick to check in too.
Yeah.
So I want to know.
I've heard that too.
I want to know if that these rules are going to apply for the administration too.
It's a fair question. It's a very fair question. It's not an easy yes or no, and I'll tell you why. Look, anytime we want students to implement or model or implement a strategy, we need, as the adults, to model that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want somebody to do something, or you want them to emulate you, you need to be that model, correct? So our teachers are fully aware that moving forward, hand in hand, we are a no cell phone free school, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, you have to also remember that our teachers work with 8 other teachers. And students that I work with, let's just say David, and I know that David has special needs, and he is very angry today. I want to give Mrs. X a heads up. It is better for me to text her, maybe not for the whole class, but to give her the heads up instead of me calling her. And now everybody heard it.
Yeah.
Or the kids, you know, David? Oh, I'm not talking about you, David.
Okay.
You know, I
what
think.
What you just said, you were going to implement an email for the kids to communicate with parents. Why can't the teachers do the same thing?
You're absolutely right, but the reason why I can't tell you that is because it might be time sensitive.
But you can't implement a rule to children if the adults are not willing to follow, especially children who are already almost adults themselves.
Yeah.
And as a parent, I don't agree.
Okay.
Well, because if the teacher has free range to communicate with colleagues, family members, whatever the case may be, as needed, I feel like my child should be able to communicate with me as needed as well. Because there's plenty of times when a child has requested to use a phone and there's not one being allowed to.
And that's not okay.
And I may not say that, I'm not saying this is right now, but it has been a past situation where plenty of times the kids will say, well, call my parent. And they'll give the administrative staff the opportunity to call the parent, and they refuse. So then the child picks up their phone and calls the parent themselves and says, Mom, I feel unsafe. I need you to come here right now. So what we're going to do in that situation, because you brought it up, there are kids with special needs, kids with IEPs, kids with full five plans, 504 plans,
right,
and things like that that do require extra attention. So what are you going to do with those kids?
So, like any rule, there's always going to be an exception. For example, we have students that have diabetes, and they check their sugars using their iPhone. There are pouches that have Velcro. So if a doctor brings in a note, a parent talks to the admin, we can work that out. Every situation is different. You know, what I want our families to understand is, yes, our staff, because our students will call us out, right? You walk with the phone, they're like, put your phone away. And that's not a good look. We want to make sure that we talk the walk, right? Mm-hmm. And yet, we also understand that their children, their developmental age is different, adults are different, they are in a work environment. If there was an emergency, and I must say this, there are phones that phone out.
Go to the office.
So there's a phone in the classroom. So any teacher that needs to make a phone call out, a 911, they can do that right from the classrooms. And so I hear you, and I think your point is right on, and we'll take that back. We'll take that back, because I think that's absolutely, it's a valid concern, and we all want to be on the same page, right? We said hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So we have the principals here of the middle school and high school. They'll be meeting with their staff next week. So stress that.
What do you think? My kids don't even have cell phones. They're going to be in 10th and a senior.
Awesome.
No cell phone, because there's no reason for it. Actually, my 10th grader, he has a cell phone, but I don't have the service turned off because he doesn't answer my phone calls. So if he doesn't answer my phone calls, there's no reason for him to have service. So he uses the Wi-Fi in the house to do the Snapchat and all that other stuff. He doesn't even bring his phone to school. Because for what? And if there's an emergency, there's an office. There's a phone in the office. I don't want to hear from my kids during the school day. Honestly. If they're at school, then if he was to call me from his cell phone, I would probably say, why are you not in class? That's probably what I would say. But now, he has special needs, and he's going to BOCES this year, and he's a senior. And I did want to get him a cell phone, because when he goes to BOCES now, if I do get him a cell phone and everything, now, if he goes to BOCES, will that phone, will he be able to get it turned back on when he goes to BOCES?
So that's
because he does that in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
because he does the unified bowling and everything, and I want to make sure that he knows, because he likes to look at the GPS or see if he's the route that he's going. I'm not saying he's an exception, but,
no,
if he goes to BOCES, yeah, will he get that phone unlocked? If, you know.
So this principal would like to respond.
So they will unlock as they leave the building. Okay. So whether it's for BOCES, early dismissal for a doctor's appointment.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know,
because that thing is going to be where? At the front of the school, like at the front doors?
We'll have, so they would sign out in the main office when they leave for BOCES.
Okay.
And so there will be, the same sign-out system. And then they will unlock as
and then they have that locky thing or whatever. Okay. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't think kids should have cell phones in the schools. There's no reason for them to be on the phone when they're in class all day. I really don't. And as far as the teacher, if they're getting a text message, you know, honestly, they're adults. These are kids. They shouldn't be on cell phones. I mean, that's...
But also, I understand the
other side. I mean, I guess, because we're always going to find another niche. You know what I mean? My issue today was the book bags. Because I heard that they have to use cinch stacks. Now, I don't know if the laptops are going to fit in these cinch stacks.
So they can bring a book back to school.
Okay.
It just becomes a safety issue when you have 30 or 25 students in a class. The book bags are all over the floor. We've had students and teachers fall over them. So they can bring the book back to school. If a student needs to carry or wants to carry instead of their laptop in their hand with some books, if they'd like to carry a cinch stack, the laptops will fit in a cinch stack. But they don't, it's not that they can't have book bags, it's that they just can't take them with them class to class, which is a pretty common policy. It was policy in Lackawanna High School prior to COVID, and it just never kind of was rescinded.
We didn't have, we were even capable, so we moved here after COVID. I actually went to this school which we didn't have, exist, you know. But yeah, I just think that the laptop thing, I just don't want them to wonder if that, because we're gonna get sent home consent forms on if there's damages and this and that. So I think that these cinch sacks and them carrying the laptops around, I think there's gonna be more damage to these laptops than anything. I think the book bags kind of protect them, you know, with the damage that could be caused with them.
Right.
But I just think that the laptops are gonna be more damaged at the end of the year because they're not protected by a book bag. I know that there's things that you could, I know that this isn't about book bags,
no,
right? But because the laptops are expensive.
We have a parking lot because we know that there are going to be other comments that we do need to address. So that will go on the parking lot that might need to be, because that is confusion. There is confusion for this.
Because the cinch sack is like, kind of like a book bag, but it's just those little strings on the side, and I'm sure it will hold it, but will it close at the top?
Yeah,
that little
and then
hole,
get damaged.
And then, you know, and then if you put the book bag down,
yeah,
is it going to get damaged in the corner of the laptop?
Right.
Because you may find at the end of the year a bunch of laptops damaged from.
No, you're very good point. Thank you. And I think Omar, our IT person, is like, yes. Finally.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't care about the cell
phone.
I think the cell phone, they shouldn't have a cell phone at school.
I gave my kid way too early. Okay, I have a question. That was brought up to me from parents. I work in a school on staff. I don't have parents too, but I agree with the cell phone. I could care less if my child has a cell phone. The parents' concern was, it's all electronic, including watch,
mm-hmm.
earbuds are going to be inside that bag. What are you going to do when the kids play a brain fake phones? What are you going to do when, like she said, kids bring in unlocking devices, purchasing them online and just unlocking them? So those are concerns that came from the community parents. And I said, I'm going to ask the question tomorrow. I'll get back to whatever I hear. So, Nadia, what is your answer to that?
There, we have a student a code of conduct, and that is an infraction. If they deliberately cut the pouches, because they're just made out of vinyl, right? If they cut them intentionally, they're unusable, there's a consequence for that.
Mm-hmm.
If they bring in a burner phone, there's a consequence for that. So, we know that our students are going to be creative. Our job is to respond to it effectively and immediately. If we ignore it or we look the other way, then we have a bigger problem. So we're going to be very swift, and we're going to address those issues that come to our attention very quickly, and our parents will also be informed about their children's behavior.
Well, the parents need to be on board with that. Because then if I have to pay, or if he got his phone taken, I don't have the money to just replace phones and pay for, I mean, then I'm cutting service off.
Right.
My kids don't even have a phone, like I said. My other one does, but he uses the Wi-Fi. I mean, I don't know why parents would be on board with this. I think that, you know, there's nothing that I need to say to my kid throughout the day. There's an emergency, I'll call the school, or I'll come up to the school and say, I need to get my kid out of school, and that's it. And I've done that since I moved back here 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I've never needed to talk to my kid throughout the day. I really don't want to see them at all throughout the day. I want them to be at school. I can't wait till September. So, I mean, yeah, honestly, I don't need to talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Any other questions or comments?
I'm
going to start, and then you can go next.
If you were drawing a kid from their phone for 7 hours, in 2024, it's like our main happiness. So if you were drawing a kid from their phone for 7 hours, if you think about it, outside of school hours, it's just going to make cyberbullying and many things a lot worse. So it will increase the rate of suicide and a whole bunch of other things.
Your statement is a concerning one. I mean, it's a good question, right? During the day, we know that phones are addictive. Our job is to help identify students that are showing addictive behavior. For example, mood swings, FOMO, you know, fear of missing out, the anxiety. Those are clear signs that a child is having an anxiety or separation anxiety from their phone.
And our job right now, while you're in high school and middle school, is to help you get over that. Because phones were designed to be addictive. And so that's not a healthy way to have a relationship with anything, right? If you feel like you're attached to it and you're going to have separation anxiety. In terms of the bullying, in terms of those other harmful things that students might do to themselves, that is here, that is now. And it's, again, our job to help our students understand what to do when they feel that way, what to do when they're being bullied. So we're not only taking their phones, right? We're also having social workers and guidance counselors walking into the classroom. They're teaching mini lessons on how to navigate and how to manage cell phone use, how to address bullying. Our teachers, our guidance counselors, social workers provide SEL lessons, pre-K to 12. And so if we're not seeing that enough, SEL in the middle school and high school, again, our principals are here, that is something we're gonna take back, that is something we can infuse and implement in the curriculum, because you're absolutely right. We can't just take it away without giving you the why or the tool and how to manage that separation anxiety.
So you said that we can like email our teachers or and our parents and stuff like that. Last year, I was a junior in BOCES, and I couldn't even email my junior or my BOCES teacher, let alone a parent at home on a school email.
Okay. You mean you use the laptop here, you want to email your Erwin BOCES teacher, she didn't get it, she didn't respond, you know
it
why?
It wouldn't send because of the lack of money. Lack of money won't actually send for anything other than lack of money.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with that because my daughter had the same issue with her EAB teacher.
Yeah.
And she couldn't send any emails, assignments, anything to the BOCES teacher.
Now, what's great is that we have a network. And we can manage the network. So for example, during COVID, we allowed YouTube because teachers found really important mini lessons on there. When we came back, we realized YouTube needed to be cut off. So we can manage that from our level, but Omar, do you have a response to that?
Those are external email addresses, and if we could add BOCES, but I'm not sure about the parents, but those are external email addresses. I'll have to check with Tim and get back to
you. But even you said that we can, if we're like in danger or something, we can email our parents. How are we supposed to do that if we can't?
Yeah. So what I learned yesterday was that Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo, you are able to email. If not, there's a firewall. We're going to remove that firewall. Yeah. So look, we're going to be doing this together, and we're going to hit roadblocks. Our job is to come together and say, hey, you want it to look like this, but it's really looking like this. We need to do a course correction, and we need to remedy the problem. So anytime you have feedback like that, any questions, please tell your teachers, email, tell Ms. Bender, Ms. Springer, Ms. Clark, Mr. Khalil. Share your concerns, because that's the only way we're going to be better.
You know what? I work at Value, and these kids, they do need to know that when you go out there and you have a job, you cannot use your cell phone at all. If my phone even beeps a little bit, although my manager looks at me and says, whose phone was that? And I'm like, oh, turn it on silent. But so I don't know what, again, I don't see what the problem is, because in the workforce, in the real world, you cannot use your cell phone during work hours. Maybe on a break or whatever, but I have to turn mine on silent or on my break. There's just, if I'm at my register or whatever, looking at my phone, I get in trouble for it.
Good point.
So it's the same thing. So it's good to teach them now that not everything's even an emergency. I mean, and if there is an emergency, there's an office. You tell the whatever her name is at the main office, and you tell her, I need to use a phone. I need to call my mother.
Thank you.
So I do have a question about the watches. I have a child with COPD, which is a heart condition where your blood pressure drops and you faint out of nowhere. And she uses a watch to monitor that heart rate. And it's documented in her medical health file that she has, that she's not even allowed to swim because of that. Would she still have to not wear her watch even though it monitors her heart rate for her?
There will be exceptions for students that have health concerns.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure, because I don't need my child fainting walking down the stairs.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
As far as consequences to, when the children are not abiding by the rules. Can we just make sure that all of the consequences are fair across the board, no matter who it is? Just make sure we are consistent throughout the year with all consequences.
Yes.
We have to make sure we implement that all consequences are what they are. Don't have my son come to Ms. Springer and say, well, I did A, B, and C, and then my daughter goes to Ms. Clark and say, well, she let Josiah have his phone back, and we did the same thing. Like, we just need to make sure that the consequences is fair across the board all year.
And
because kids will try it.
That's a major ingredient for this to work, is consistency.
We have to make sure
we have consistency. And we did talk about that in our admin meeting. Any other questions or concerns or comments?
Oh, one more thing. Is there going to be a specific area, like in the office, where the children can go and use the phone in case they do have to call their parent, to where it won't be interfering with the daily, per se, day of the clerk in the office?
We have an office phone right on the counter for students to use.
They use it regularly.
Okay, but we also need to make sure that the account clerks will allow these children, because I have worked in the office plenty of times, and in the past, the account clerks would not allow the children to use the phone. So the principals need to make sure that the account clerk
absolutely
is allowing the children to use the phone in case of emergency, not because they want to call their parent and say, I want lunch today.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It has to be an emergency reason to use the phone.
I want to reassure you and other parents. Our school leaders, they wanted to be here, but they also were invited here. They will be meeting with their staff, the whole staff, next week. They're going to take these comments, these concerns, back to their staff. They're going to have their own expectations of how the office will work, how teachers will respond. It's a culture, right? And our culture, what we're trying to do here at Lackawanna, is to be student-centered, right? Family-centered, safety first. And so we hear you, I hear what you're saying, and so I want you to know that our principal are also listening.
No, see, I'm all for the no cell phone. I'm also staff here.
Right.
But I'm giving you the thoughts of parents that I'm hearing throughout
the community.
Right.
That's right.
That for whatever reason didn't show up, we're going to have everything to say when school starts and their children's phones are taken. You know what I mean? They should be here to voice their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And then when things happen, then they want to chirp all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
We have another one, August 29th, just a plug-in. Officer Kwiatkowski, do you have anything to add or anything to say? Officer Kwiatkowski is our SRO. He's a little casual today. He's gonna be off. We'll let him be.
I'm working late. I would just say that, you know, the cell phones cause, I would say, 99% of our problems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, if they are very powerful and they're very dangerous. I don't know how I would have reacted as a high schooler with I had that power at, you know, at my fingertips. I mean, I didn't. We didn't have those back in the day. So I am also a parent. I have two boys, and they both have cell phones, but they take them only for like after school activities and things like that. And I know it's a constant battle, but we really do want to work with parents. And figure out how the best way, because I think at the heart of it, I don't think there's any parent that says, I don't want my kid to learn. I just think there's certain things that have to be flushed out, okay? And we are very interested in having those hard conversations. There are some things, medical issues, absolutely. But, you know, in the case of an emergency, and if there's, parents always complain to me that they don't know things that happen in the school fast enough. Well, my question is, if there's an active shooter in the school, do you want me to take care of that shooter, or do you want me to stop and send out a mass email to let everybody know that there's an active shooter in the school?
Yeah.
What is your choice on that?
Yeah.
I need to be taking care of those issues, not letting everyone know what's going on every second of the day.
No.
Could we be better with communication, with letting parents know some things that go on? Sure. Is it alarming to me when my child comes home and says, this happened at school today, and I wasn't alerted either? Yes. But I also understand that as a police officer, there's not things that I can tell. I can't give out, there's certain information that is sensitive that I have to keep, we have to keep close to the vest in order to make sure the problems don't arise. So what we really need is for the community to trust us and be on our side and work with us instead of this animosity about, well, you're not taking my kid's cell phone, I pay for that. I understand that. I pay for my son's cell phones as well. But what I need you to do is I need you to work with me, and I need you to trust us that we're gonna do the right thing. We're gonna try to do the right thing. Are there gonna be course corrects throughout this? Absolutely. But there has to be a starting point, and then maybe by June, it'll look a little bit different. It'll be better because of feedback from parents and students. Obviously, students are, you know, their opinions are important as well. But the stuff that goes on, the social media, the bullying, the harassment, the fights, the videos, inappropriate videos that are taken, I don't think anybody would agree that those should be going on. And I think everyone would agree that those are taking away from learning. So all I ask is that you work with us.
Can I also state another plug in? You know, we meet as a safety committee every month. We'd love to have you and review our safety plan with you. And in the safety plan, we talk about our steps, what we expect teachers to be doing, students to be doing, and then we have a communication plan. And I think we're overkill a little bit. You know, we have text, we have Facebook, we have a website, and we also have cell phones and landline phones that we call. So, you know, I do understand the parents' nervousness about getting in touch with my child because of today's day and age. I get that. And yet, I want our families to know that we work with local authorities, we have a plan, and we also have a communication plan. Please come to our next safety committee meeting. We can go and flesh it out and go through all the details with you.
It's also important, I know the parents' concerns, but a lot of parents also need to know that they have to supply the school with their correct phone numbers and up-to-date phone numbers to reach them.
Are you an accountant?
I am an accountant. We have many students that don't even know their parents' phone numbers because they're used to this. We look up their numbers, but they don't know their parents' numbers. So it's good to teach the kids their phone numbers to remember. And that the parents, if we need to contact the parent, just if there's an emergency in the school that may not pertain to everybody, just their child, we need to make sure we get in touch with that parent as quick as possible. And if their contact information isn't correct, because they didn't update their phone number with the school because their son has it, or daughter on their cell phone, that doesn't do us any good.
And so this is a good time, the beginning of the year, you'll be receiving many forms to update the information, good timing. Let's just remind one another to update our information. Any other questions or concerns or comments?
Also, parents need to unlock our district number from their devices because parents do block the school number because they're so annoyed by a lot of the teachers calling, complaining about their kids, but I am sorry. We need to get that message across. You need to know how your kids is behaving in school. And I feel a lot of these problems is because those parents block us and we can't get to them, and they only wait for their child to call them from their cell phone. As a parent, I understand this, but I want to get in touch with you. Your child may be at danger. But if you're blocking me, how am I going to get the information across to you? That's one of the things that parents need to start doing. I mean, we have parents here, so they, yeah.
It's a good reminder.
Some of the feedback we got from the PTO this summer was that parents preferred like emails and text messages over the voice calls. So that was something that we made a conscious effort to include in our building plan for the year. So that I think people are more apt to read a text from the school versus like listening to a long
message. But if a child comes as an emergency, you want to call you as a parent, and you're having the school number blocked, how is your child going to even get to you when you're having the device blocked?
And did they state why they prefer that? Do they prefer because they're at work and can't get cell phone calls?
Some of them said work, some of them said they're just long, you know, they're long and to sit there and listen, maybe you're in the car or whatever.
They did mention, like, if there's an emergency or like a snow day or something like that, that to use the call for that, but for non-emergent things, to use like the, they think of this happening text.
So I want to thank you all very much for showing up and listening, but also providing some really valuable insight and feedback. We are taking this back. We had a note taker here, so we're taking all this back. We do have another town hall meeting on August 29th at 6 p.m. So for our families that need to come in the evening, we will be here. Thank you again, everyone.